Welcome back to another episode of On Life and Being Human. I'm your host, Catherine Colleen, and this is the podcast where we help you form deeper connection to yourself, to others, to your whole reality. You can use this to accelerate your personal development, get over challenges that you're facing, and a lot of other cool things. If you have questions, you can send them into questions@koabd.com, or you can use the form on the community page, which is linked right down here in the show notes of the podcast, to send in your question as well. Let me know how I can help. If you prefer to remain anonymous, I'll be happy to make sure that you do. Before we get going today, big shout out to our listeners in San Francisco. Thanks for joining us. We're so excited to have you here. Thank you for this connection. So today we're going to be talking about a critical element of stage two. If you're not familiar with the stages, go to the website and do a search on stages of human development or the cycle of human development. There's an upcoming book. I'm so excited. Going to be a book coming out on the same topic as well. And get to know it. In stage two is where we often find ourselves trying to detach from our experiences. And we go through this stage several times. The stages are a cycle, and we go through them over and over and over again. And we hit stage two in the very, very beginning as very, very small, pre-toddler, very, very small children. And we have to learn to detach from our experiences, but then we have more experiences as we get older, and we keep having experiences, and some of them might be amazingly good, and some of them might be traumatically bad, and then we have to detach from those as well. The ironic key for letting go of your experiences is that you actually have to connect very deeply to them first, as opposed to push them away and push them down. So let's talk about that. Experiences are one of the first things that we have to learn to separate ourselves from. And we inherently know that we should not identify with the bad or the good things that happen to us. But that's really hard to put it into practice, right? You can be like, well, that doesn't define me. Yeah, you know that. But how well do you really do that? How well really does it not define you? So let's suppose, for example, that you'd been robbed while walking down the street. You may take on a sense of fear that stays with you for your whole life. Especially every time you walk down the street, you might feel some fear. Now, if you have experienced an assault, you might hold on to a sense of unworthiness or a sense that you are a victim. Now, these bits of identity, they weigh us down and they stop us from moving forward. Good experiences can be equally stifling. This is important. If you keep revisiting them over and over, good experiences can equally stop you in your tracks. So, for example, let's suppose you were a big star in high school. Let's suppose you were amazing. Maybe you were a great athlete. Maybe you won a major title in high school. You run a significant danger of holding on to a notion of high school star that can prevent you from ever doing anything great in your adult life. Are you holding on to a bit of the past? So for each major experience in your life, I want you to write down what it taught you. So if you're not somewhere where you can write anything down right now, just to say you're driving or something, please don't do anything dangerous. I want you to just think of a major experience that you know in your heart you're still holding on to. A good experience, a bad experience, I don't care which one. But you still really hold on to it. You revisit it often in your mind. What did that experience teach you? What beliefs did it give you about yourself, about humanity, about the world? When we have experiences, we tend to automatically translate those experiences into beliefs about ourselves or that street or those kind of people. And we lock them away in our heads like rules. And the important question is, do you still think those beliefs are correct? And what should you carry forward from those experiences? Those experiences, good and bad, teach you something about yourself, about humanity and the world. Now, some of the beliefs they put in you may be completely incorrect, like, oh, I'm a victim, I'm unworthy. No, no, you're not. That's bull. You need to get rid of those. But they may teach you something else. It's worth examining them for what they've taught you and then affirming that they are not you. You are not your experiences. You are not the sum total of your experiences. You're not any one experience. Because you want to move on. Why? To have other experiences? Yeah. And to do other things and to better yourself? Absolutely. If you find that you're revisiting the same event over and over, and that this exercise doesn't help to start to let it go, you might consider getting some help to let it go. Now, getting help to let experiences go can come in a number of forms. Traditional therapy, go get yourself a psychologist, get yourself a licensed counselor. Traditional talk therapy, different cognitive behavior therapies. Say that five times fast. Cognitive behavioral therapy. There are other things, other ways you can help to let it go as well. Reiki, which is, some people would say it's a form of energy work. Some people say it's a form of spiritual work. It's used in hospitals as often as it is in church groups. But Reiki is a fantastic, was probably the single fastest way I've ever seen to let something go. Absolutely mind-boggling. Massage can be helpful. Why? Because when we have an experience, we can tend to store it in parts of our bodies. Like literally in a muscle. You know how when you get stressed out, maybe your shoulder muscles get tight? Why should that be? Because when you're stressed out, you're pulling your shoulders up, right? You're using those muscles too much, more than you would normally, right? You're taking on a body position that's contracting those muscles and too much and making them sore. Same idea. When you're thinking about a particular event, you probably take on a certain body position. You probably don't even realize you're doing it. But it's often based on how that event made you feel. If that event made you feel confident and amazing, you're probably standing tall and shoulders back. If you're feeling unworthy and victim, you're kind of curled in on yourself a little bit, collapsed in on yourself a little bit, and then you wonder why your back hurts later. So massage can help to unlock how we store and revisit these experiences over and over again. You can often find massage therapists who are also skilled in Reiki or other forms of energy work, and that can be a fantastic, really powerful combination there. Journaling is a fantastic way to help yourself. Prayer, with maybe prayer with a trusted spiritual advisor, getting together with a friend and talking through it and say, hey, can you help me let this go? So there are a lot of other techniques that may help you to bring this experience to the surface, connect with it deeply by looking at what did this teach me? What were the beliefs that it gave me? What was the lesson I was supposed to learn here from this experience? Write it down, acknowledge it, say thank you, and then let it go. But until you really connect deeply with that experience, you're going to have a hard time letting it go. So help can look like a friend. It can look like a spiritual advisor. It can look like a massage therapist, a Reiki master, a traditional therapist, a psychologist. It can look like a lot of things. Try many things. I love the experimental mindset. Figure out what works for you so that you can make that a habit, because life is going to keep the experiences coming over and over and over, and you'll have to let them connect with them, and then let them go. So meanwhile, pack your life with new and exciting events so that you have something else to fill your thoughts, so that you don't think about it. Because the way that our brains work, the more you access a memory, the more that memory will be strengthened. So if you have a memory you would really like to let go of, number one, do this exercise where you connect with it deeply. You look at what it taught you. You thank the experience for what you learned from it. And then let it go. And then I want you to stop recalling that memory. So that means your brain needs to be busy doing other things. So the less you recall that memory, the more it fades away. And so think about that. What else you can fill your mind with, right? Accessing, you know, other exercises, other experiences, and so forth. The point is, I don't want you to waste time on the past except to see how far you've come and what you've learned and to be thankful for that. And as new experiences enter your life, thank them for what they've taught you. You may enjoy recalling them from time to time if they were positive, but you've got to let them be, let them go into the past as well, so that they don't hold you back from your future or from this beautiful moment right now, right? You don't want to be wallowing in the past or fretting about the future for that matter. You want to be here right now, but that means you've got to connect to the experiences that you haven't let go of yet and really explore them. The other issue that comes up along these lines is, are you ready to let it go yet? Right? You can say you want to let it go. Do you really? Sometimes we hold on to a negative experience because acting like a victim gets us more attention. Maybe it gets us more caring from someone. And that being a victim becomes part of your identity. It becomes part of who you are. Maybe you're a particular type of victim or victim of something in particular. And that seems to get you the love and caring that you refuse to give to yourself, so you keep doing that. You have to be ready to let it go. And sometimes that's going to mean being prepared by saying, who am I if I am not that? Who do I choose to be? Who do I want to be? And starting to define the self that you do want. So if this experience has tied something into your very definition of yourself, then you're going to have to do a little extra work to let it go, which is making sure that you have something ready to plug the hole in your identity when you remove this. Ultimately, for some experiences, you may not be ready to let it go. You may just, you know, be very honest with yourself and say, I'm not ready yet. And then when you're doing your meditation, when you're doing your prayer, when you're contemplating things, when you're manifesting things, ask for help with that. Ask, what is it to let this go? What is it to not be a victim? What is it to not be identified with this? What else is there for me to be? There's something else for you to be here. So send in your ideas. You can click the link in the show notes below and send in your ideas on the community page. Use the form there or send them into questions@koabd.com. Let me know if you want to remain anonymous, and I'll make sure that you do. So this is just one of a lot of amazing exercises that are in the book, Purna Asati, A Roadmap, that's going to be coming out here very soon. I'm very excited about, so stay tuned. I'll let you know when it's out. Of course, you can check the website. I've got a section up on the market page that's going to be, that's tracking when the book will be coming out. And the book will be coming out with an accompanying music album that goes with it. And it'll make sense, I think, once you see it. Really, really cool project. This is a ton of fun. Okay, so send me a note. Let me know how I can help. And as always, I'm wishing you, Purna Asati, complete connection.